The app is called Share the Meal, and the aim is to provide a year's worth of food for 20,000 Syrian refugee children in Jordan. Abia Etefa is WFP's Senior Communications Officer for the Middle East.
Funding goes to refugee camps in the north of Jordan, where people who fled from conflict have found refuge. So through September 2015, there has been 630,000 Syrian refugees registered in Jordan, and they are not allowed to work, and therefore they are dependent on assistance.
Share the Meal works like this. Say you're out to dinner with friends. You can click on the app and share the meal by sending a donation to the World Food Program. The amount can be as little as 50 cents. That's enough to feed a hungry child for an entire day. I showed the app to a group of young people waiting outside a crowded Chinese restaurant in New York City.
Yeah. I think people would probably use it just because there are so many people already just taking photos of their food and just showing everybody what they're eating now. And I think that if they could do something that they're already doing and, you know, donate to a good cause, it would they'd be more inclined to do it, to download the app.
Would it be something you would do, you think? Like, are you one of those people who has the phone out when you're eating?
He knows. Like, yeah. Yes. I am. I do.
Share the Meal was developed by a WFP team in Berlin, headed by Sebastian Stricker.
The starting point really was that we understood that it costs 50 cents to feed one child for one full day. And we thought if there was an easy way for people to give these 50 cents, maybe a lot more people would actually do it. And then we heard that there are 20 times as many people that have a smartphone than hungry children. And when we heard this, we thought we should try to build a smartphone app.
He says a test launch in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland that provided food for school children in Lesotho revealed the app's potential.
So about 120,000 people are using the app. They've provided more than 1.8 million daily rations to be provided to children. They seem to really like this idea that while they have lunch or while they have dinner, they press that button and then a child eats as well that has nothing to eat.
The World Food Program is hoping that young people worldwide, like the ones in New York City, will get that same feeling. Jerry Burke is a WFP spokesperson in New York.
It's very clear to us that young people have a big part to play if we are to reach our objective of eradicating hunger by 2030, which of course is the second sustainable development goal. And all the indications are that they're very keen to be involved. And this is one way of engaging that demographic.
The Share the Meal app, which is free, is available for iOS and Android in app stores worldwide. Deanne Penn, United Nations.